Hello there, I'm Harkesh Varma. I'm the assistant editor of the Ebbington Echo and secretary of the Friends of Ebbington, which is an umbrella group that oversees the Echo, Ebbington in Bloom, and Ebbington History and Heritage. Here I am at the Documentary Media Centre. We're being very kindly and generously hosted by John Costa. It's compact and bijou, but it's absolutely full as well of information about the Ebbington Echo, which is really lovely to see. And there have been a steady stream of people visiting the exhibition, and I hope the listeners and yourselves will be some of the people that come and see this exhibition. I think it tells the social history of a community through the pages of the Ebbington Echo. And so do come along and discover more about Ebbington and about the community magazine, which is produced entirely and always has been produced entirely by volunteers. But it's also a way of showing our gratitude to the hundreds of people that have been involved voluntarily, given their skills and their time to make it a success and to keep it going. And these people, some of these people have been researchers and reporters and writers. We've had lots of editors. You can come and read who the past editors were. We have proofreaders. And of course, to fund us, we have advertisers. We break even in terms of funding, and it's our advertisers who, many of whom have been with us for decades, who actually enable us to invest in printing and development of the Ebbington Echo. And of course, I couldn't say thanks without expressing my gratitude and the gratitude of the editorial team to all our readers, past and present, who have really shown support, and many of them have joined us in the production of the Ebbington Echo as well. There's a phrase, the past is a different country. The past is a foreign country. They do things differently there. Now, we don't have... The Ebbington itself has a very long history going back to before Norman times. It goes back to Anglo-Saxon times. And the Ebbington Echo is kind of organic and a reflection of Ebbington and the interests of Ebbington people. So that could be places of worship, it could be history and heritage, architecture, the environment, Ebbington Park, the Arboretum. So, and you will find all of that in the Ebbington Echo. So in 300 issues time, we will be still covering those stories, but there will be development. And if you want to see how Ebbington has developed, then come along to the exhibition and you will look at past issues and see what has mattered to us in the past and what matters to us now. And I would imagine that many of the same concerns will be raised again in the Ebbington issue. Much progress has been made to preserve Ebbington as a suburban village on the edge of the city. Great progress has been made, but I think we will have further challenges, and we can also be a campaigning magazine. So there are many, many good reasons for the continuation of the Ebbington Echo. So I was born in Ebbington. My parents met in Ebbington, in the building which is known as the Old Ebbington Cinema, which is no longer functioning as a cinema. But the point is, they met there. I was born in Ebbington. I grew up in Ebbington. But my relationship has been completely transformed for the better working with the Friends of Ebbington and the Ebbington Echo. And I thought about this and asked why. Well, I feel I have more of a stake in the village and the Friends of Ebbington, because I know more people. I've spoken to a lot of people from Ebbington, and I know their concerns in a way that I didn't in the past. Driving through the village, I have a greater sense of connectivity to the place where I grew up. and I went to the local schools as well. So it's now personal. It's also about the development of my skills as a writer and editor and reporter. But it's also about connectivity, and Evington is a part of my identity now in a way that it wasn't in the past, because I know more about it. The more you find out about Evington, the more connected you will become to it. There's a whole host of roles that people could get involved in at the Friends of Evington. You could talk to some of the trustees of the Friends of Evington to find out what is involved in becoming a trustee. We are looking for an advertising manager. We are looking for a couple of assistants to help the treasurer and with designing as well. But there would be a full induction and a gradual process to introduce you to these roles. So nobody would be thrown in at the deep end. Other roles could be if you are green-fingered or you'd like to improve your gardening skills, we have Evington in Bloom. You could take on a little patch of green or some flower beds. It doesn't have to be on a great scale. It could be in a small, very small group as well. So we've got environmental development opportunities. There is also a monthly history and heritage group. You could come along and listen to some expert speakers. It's a very friendly group. They were very welcoming to me. And you can give a talk if you wish as well. You could write something and research it and give a talk as well. So there are many, many opportunities. Oh, researching, reporting, having conversations. I'm just going to let some visitors in.
Hello.
Hello, welcome. Welcome to the exhibition. So, as I said, we have a steady stream of visitors coming in, which is very lovely. So other roles are proofreading. Our distribution team is wonderful, and we could always do with more distributors. So if you like walking, then I would recommend contacting us, and we'll put you in touch with the distribution manager. If you have other ideas of skills you'd like to develop or use, and if you think you can make your contribution to the Evington Echo, then please just get in touch with us. And we're willing to have a conversation about how you might be able to help. So, two things. One with the Evington Echo is that it would be wonderful to go from 16 pages to 20 pages. That would require having more advertisers. It would allow us to have more features and maybe longer articles so that we can develop issues and cover in greater detail. So having a bigger magazine would be a worthwhile aim to have in terms of the Evington Echo. In terms of Evington, we don't have a community centre in Evington, and we are in discussion with the City Council about having a community asset transfer of Evington House. That would be a wonderful thing. I think it will take more than 12 months, but that was something that we need to focus on, because we need to have a place that people can go to throughout the year for a whole range of activities, a warm hub in the winter, a spring fair, a summer fair. The possibilities are really endless, but we need a base as a group of as Evingtonians to go to, and the Friends of Evington and the Evington Echo needs a base and an office as well, so that we can have everything together and people can come and visit us as well. So there's lots of ambitions, but I think they're achievable, and we've got the future is very bright, I think.